Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. You know, I was a little late to the microphone. I had a little trouble tying my tie. I'm kidding. I don't think anybody but liars wear ties anymore. I don't think the rest of us who actually work for a living wear ties. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. You know, the interesting thing about wearing a silk tie is you've got the material coming from the. I don't know what you would call it, coming out of a silkworm, but it's not coming out of its better half.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting you mentioned bugs. I was thinking, you know, you're making me hungry, Greg, talking about bugs.
Yeah, they're let's see, what are they saying? They're crispy and crunchy and juicy, and I don't want to say they're delicious. That's the last thing I'd say. Yeah. Yeah, I've been reading up on what the World Economic Forum really wants to do is to feed us bugs. They say that they're sustainable. But I'm sitting here wondering and scratching my head, thinking, you know, what they feed these crickets. Well, I looked it up. You know what they feed the crickets?
They feed them
nuts, grains, and fruits.
Hmm.
Now, why don't we eat the nuts, grains, and fruits?
Instead of the crickets?
That we can eat the crickets. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They've got things backwards on the food chain.
Yeah, I've got, Greg, I'm looking at the call screen. It says Gwyneth, Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you today?
Hey, very well. I didn't know you were calling in.
I know. I just decided to I had a card appear on my date this afternoon, and it was from the dog ranger. And I thought, and somebody locally had complained that I had wandering dogs. Now, my dogs are my little Praetorian guard. When I'm out and about in the paddocks, they are with me. But they don't really wander too much. And I've just finished having another round with the municipality regarding the property taxes and sent their lawyers packing again, you know. And then suddenly I get the dog rangers show up. And you know something? There's a saying out there that registration is prior to confiscation, and I'm just wondering if this could be them trying to confiscate my dogs. Does that make sense?
You know, it's interesting you say that, Gwyneth. We have four dogs here. For those authorities who, wow, that's really interesting. I just saw a dropout of about 4 or 5 seconds since we're talking about this. We have four dogs here on the farm, and three of them have collars. One of them does not have a collar. All of them are allowed to go wherever they want. They patrol our property. They respect our property boundary, and they know when they're when someone is invading us, and they know when other animals are invading us, including, you know, deers around the house proper. So I like the fact that our dogs are loose. And about their licenses, not one of them has ever been licensed, not one. Nor do I intend to license our dogs. I don't need Joe's permission or the governor's permission or the county commissioner's permission to have a dog. I don't need it. I don't want it, and I'm not going to get it. That's my statement. Greg, any comments?
Yes. License is something, a permission to do something that would otherwise be illegal. Now, I would say that, you know, especially in Australia, to have a dog would be necessary for your own safety. There's nothing illegal about protecting your safety with a dog.
It's
so why would you need a license?
I know. It's absolutely vital. It really, really is. Like I said, they are my Praetorian Guard. When I'm out and about working on the farm, they are sitting around me, and they are looking outwards, watching for things in the forest and in the field that might be interesting. And if they run off, it's because that they have seen something that might be interesting. Okay? And I will notice, and I will stop my work, and I will look up, and I will call them. And that's what I will do. Now, I'm not saying on air whether they are licensed or unlicensed, for obvious reasons. But there is, what I will say is that, you know, different rules apply for farm dogs. For me, the farm dogs, no matter what their stupid set of rules and their stupid documents and their stupid municipalities say about anything. But I just thought that I would give the whole class a heads up, and also to maybe post this to the people at the municipality, to post a copy of this archive to the people at the municipality, to say that I'm not unaware of what they're doing, of what they're pulling, and going after my dog on, you know, whatever basis. It could be the person up the back who has never liked me and wanting rid of my dogs. It could be somebody in the municipality making up that there's been a complaint, making up that there's been a complaint. I don't know. There's no way to tell. All I get is a note on my gate. But I regard this whole situation as being an attack on my dogs, and so an attack on a vital element of my personal security system. And it's not going to wash.
Gwyneth, is there any restriction or restrictions regarding farm animals, raising farm animals on your farm? Are there any restrictions?
No.
Okay, well, this dog is a farm animal as far as I'm concerned. And
yes,
our dogs are farm animals, and our cats are farm animals too. And our chickens are farm animals, and our cows are farm animals.
Yes.
That's just the way it is.
Here in Utah, too. In Utah, they consider, well, in Millard County, where I live in Utah, they consider them stock animals.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah.
But like I say, I was thinking about this while I was doing my farm work this afternoon, and it was so obvious that what the real object of it was that they saw my dogs as an obstacle to somebody coming along and interfering with my land or interfering with me.
Your
and
dogs,
that's just not acceptable.
Well, your dogs are your. Yeah, your dogs protect. Your dogs protect your other farm animals. I mean, that's their job. your dog's job is to protect you and ring the alarm so that you don't have to tie into an electronic alarm or an electronic doorbell to let you know when someone's there.
Well, not only that, but if you've got cattle and you've got sheep, these dogs are used to herd those animals. They are part of the ranching process.
This is the craziest thing, Greg. I can't have dogs. Sorry, forgive me. I can't have cattle or sheep. Of course, I can have dogs. I can have any animal I want. But the reason why I can't have sheep or goats, I probably could have cows, but I can't have sheep or goats.
Well, cows,
because I've
cows
had sheep and goats. I've had sheep.
Cows,
I've had sheep
horses.
And goats in the past, and the neighbor's dog, the same neighbors that don't like me out the back, they sent their dog across to kill and harass my sheep and goats.
Yeah, when that happens here, you have every right to shoot them and kill them. Or in this case, you know,
yeah.
If you had a bow and arrow, you'd have every right to kill them because they're doing damage to your animals. And you have every right to do that. You go over there and you say, next time they come over here, they may not come back. You understand?
I know. But I told the dog ranger about what their dog was doing, and the dog ranger did diddly squat.
If they won't do it, you take it into your own hands.
I know.
Gwyneth, we had...
live cat trap will do it.
I reported this on the air a couple of years ago, that we heard this noise in our front yard right outside our house, and our neighbor's dog came from about a mile away, across their field, across our field, through our gate, through our barbed wire fence, and grabbed one of our chickens and killed it right in our front yard. So I called up our neighbor and I said, I just want to let you know your dog's over here. And he killed one of our chickens. And that's all I said. And our neighbor said, well, you're not going to shoot him, are you? I said, not this time. No, not this time. And that was the same exact message that, different words, same exact message that Craig just delivered.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That dog doesn't come here anymore. Because they figured out that they need to train their dog to stay home.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's really a necessary tool on a farm.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. It's necessary to hear, but I thought I'd better call up and make this whole situation public. So, and the other thing is so that I can send this a copy of this archive onto the municipality so that they know that whatever they try and pull is going to be done in the full view of all the world.
Yeah, you... class, this is USA Prepares. It is the largest, longest running radio preparedness broadcast in the world. So for your authorities, and that's in quotes, in Australia, they now know that. Gwyneth, thank you so much for calling in. Greg and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Have a great day. And Gwyneth, you can certainly... If it gets out of hand, you can certainly list the names right here at USA Prepares of all those involved.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you have my permission to do that.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, please continue.
Okay. Yeah. You know, just one quick comment on what Gwyneth was calling in about. The first thing I would do with those people, if I were her, is say, okay, I want a gun permit if you're taking my animals, my dogs, because I need that for protection. I think they'll drop the dog case because the last thing I want to do in Australia is give her a permit to own a firearm.
And there's only two reasons. There's only two reasons why this is happening. One is it's a revenue issue in the county. It wants the revenue from her dog, whatever that revenue stream would be, and or it's a neighbor complaining. And, you know, neighbors should not be so weak as to call the police or the authorities. They should go to the fence and say, hey, I just wanted to have a chat with you. And that's what I did. I had a chat with my neighbor. I didn't call the police. I talked to my neighbor on the phone.
Which is
made it really clear what my position is. And they have every right to have a dog, and I don't challenge that. But the dog needs to stay home. And if the dog does wander, the dog needs to be polite and not take the lives of other living things. It's as simple as that. Greg, bugs. We eat bugs. Some people even enjoy them. I mean, literally, they enjoy eating bugs. It's just that they don't know they're eating bugs, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and if they have the way they their way with this, we'll be seeing it listed as flour under some of our ingredients, such as cricket flour.
Yeah. Oh, well, there is a such thing as cricket flour. And do you want to talk about confectioner's glaze? Do you want to talk about that?
Go ahead. Divulge what you, the knowledge that you have on confectioner's glaze.
Okay, so class, you can go to Wikipedia, or you can just type in shellac. Now, you all know what shellac is. That was used as a finish. It was economical, it was durable, and it was really, really popular, oh, like 1800s, early 1900s. It was used on furniture. And when I build bookcases here at the farm, built-in bookcases, the wood that I use might be number four pine. And number four pine has a lot of knots in it. Now, I'm going to paint it anyway, and I'm going to fill in all the voids with my homemade putty, which is wood glue and sawdust. Okay, so I'm going to take a number four board and make it into a beautiful looking board because it's going to be painted. Well, one of the things that you do with the knots to prevent them from falling out, or one thing you can do, is use shellac. And shellac is this liquid. You can buy it in a can, kind of like a paint can, and you can use a paintbrush and you can paint the knot on a board, and it'll prevent it from falling out. And then, of course, you can paint it with the paint, you know, with the primer and then the finish coat. So shellac is made with shell, S-H-E-L-L-A-C, shell, or S-H-E-L-L-A-C. And it's made with bugs. So the lac bug, L-A-C, so it's shellac. They say it's edible. It's used as a glazing agent on pills, you know, those slippery, easy-to-swallow pills. It's used as a glazing agent in sweets and pharmaceutical glaze or confectioner's glaze. It's also used as a, we'll call it, in quotes, wax on citrus fruits to prolong their storage life or their shelf life. And it is certified by or approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as generally safe, I guess in small quantities, like the amount that's on a pill. And typically, you wouldn't eat the skin of an orange. But it is an insect product. It's used as a food color. And I guess that would be a natural food color. And it's considered vegetarian, but not vegan. The female lac insect, L-A-C, insect, produces a resin to cocoon the eggs she lays. That is what is mixed with alcohol to put on your pills and your candies as confectioner's glaze.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on Thursday ordered a redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit to be released by noon today. The unprecedented raid on Trump's home is accusing the FBI of weaponizing the department against Biden's rivals. President Biden, with a recession, open borders, an economy in crisis, cost of living exponentially increased, and deadly foreign policies, says the problem with America is Trump supporters at a rally at Richard Montgomery High School in Maryland on Thursday.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy.
After decades of hate and deadly history, President Emmanuel Macron said France and Algeria should look to the future as he begins a three-day visit to the former colony. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Boeing's first spaceflight with astronauts has been delayed until next year because of repairs that need to be made to the capsule following its last test flight. Launch of the Starliner capsule with NASA test pilots is now scheduled for February. In another example of the FBI and Department of Justice attacking President Biden's political opponents, Republican Senator Ted Cruz discusses Hillary Clinton's illegal unsecured email server that gave the world America's secrets. Trump's documents were never online.
To charge a president with disclosing classified information, why? Because under the law, the president is the arbiter of what's classified and what's not. A president can declassify any document he wants. By the way, a secretary of state can't. So Hillary Clinton didn't have the ability to declassify documents, but Donald Trump did. And so the idea that he was in charge, he can read a classified document and go out on TV and read it on TV, and that's under the law, the president has the authority to make a determination. Even though it's classified, I'm declassifying it. So the idea that we're going to send in the G-Man to prosecute, to raid him and to set up a prosecution on that, legally, that there's no there.
SpaceX and T-Mobile say they plan to work together to use the rocket company's satellites, Starlink, to provide connections to T-Mobile cell phones across the United States. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This can be slight.
One of today's hot.
What? Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, class, next break, you are authorized to get out of your seat and go and get some shellac. You can have it with chocolate, candy-covered nuts and raisins. You can get some nutritional supplements with the shellac on them. You can get some fruit, and you can even get some coffee beans with them. And so you're all authorized to get it, and it has a food additive number. It's E904. And on the label, if you want to make sure you're getting enough shellac, you can find it under the term confectioner's glaze or confectioner's resin, or resinous glaze, or candy glaze, or pure food grade, or natural glaze. So any of those, you'll get your proper amount of lack bugs. Greg?
Yeah. When you go out and look at your nice paint job on your car, realize there's lacquer paint that, those bugs are out there on your car, too. But I wanted to get into what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum is wanting to do. They want us to eat bugs. They say they're sustainable. They say they're healthy. Well, that's not necessarily true. They said that the vaccine was safe and effective as well, and we know what's happening there. That whole thing is blowing up in their face with all the deaths and the sickness and the disease and other things that it's causing. But if you don't think that they're already in the products, that they've already got a big cricket factory in the United States and in Canada, and they have some of this cricket flour in some of the products, such as a cheese puff. You don't believe me? Look it up. Eating crickets, cricket flour. But there are a lot of risks to eating crickets. For instance, most people that have any kind of a problem with shellfish, it could kill them right there on the spot with anaphylactic shock. But I'd like to read Dr. Robert Malone, but he's been studying the risk of eating crickets. I want to read this short little. One of the biggest issues is cricket. Crickets have been shown to be carriers of various pathogens. One study found parasites in more than 81% of the insect farms. Did you hear that? 81% of the insect farms that farm crickets had parasites in them, okay? In 30% of those cases, those parasites found could potentially cause disease in humans. The experimental material comprised samples of live insects, images from 300 household farms and pet stores, including 75 mealworm farms, 75 house cricket farms, 75 Madagascar hissing cockroach farms, and 75 mitigating locust farms. Parasites were detected in 244, that's 81.33% out of 100% examined insect farms. In 206, 68.67 of those cases, the identified parasites were pathogens of insects only in 106, 35.33% cases, parasites were potentially parasitic for animals, and in 30.33 cases, were potentially could get into humans. Okay. Let me look at the next one. Potentially parasitic for animals and potentially for humans. Edible insects are an estimated reservoir for human-animal parasites. Other studies show evidence that the exoskeleton of crickets composed of chitin may be carcinogen. It's a carcinogen material that can trigger the immune system. And, of course, you can develop cancer as well as other problems. Overall, scientists need to do more research, better understand the potential risks of eating insects such as crickets. I'm just blown away that when I did a search on Google, I'm really not blown away. I expected it. All of the articles I could find were in 2020, 21, and 22. In other words, all the articles that I've seen in the past have vanished off of Google that showed the negative side effects. These people do not have our best interests in mind. It's evident. Another Trojan horse by globalists, crickets have been found to have arsenic. Mycotoxins and anti-nutrients and carcinogens in their exoskeleton. The best solution is don't eat anything with a label. And I can't agree more. You know, insects were not meant for our digestion, for our use. And think about it. If you are out in the wild, are you going to be able to find enough insects to support yourself? No, I'd be looking for something like a deer or a rabbit or a, you know, some sort of a fowl if in a survival mode, not insects. But it's really disheartening and disgusting to think about the fact that when you eat a cricket, you're not only eating its bowels, its feces, and everything in that cricket's digestive system. I want you to think about that for a minute. Do we grind up an entire cow and eat it, including its feces, its digestive system? Absolutely not. Your thoughts, Vincent?
That's correct. That's why it was about... When a cow is killed for beef, there's about 40 to 50% at the most, that's usable for beef. The rest is, you know, hide, hooves, bones, digestive tract, eyes, lips, fur. You know, there's more to a cow than just beef. And when you're talking about crickets, I don't believe that anyone is removing the eyes, you know, and, the legs, they're dried up and ground. And if you look at it, class, if you were to look at cricket flour, it looks like flour. It looks like wheat flour. As a matter of fact, most of you, including me, if you opened up some flour and you've been storing it for a while and you found some bugs in it, you'd probably throw it away.
Absolutely.
In times of extreme hunger, you might, you know, scoop out those bugs and make use of the flour. But if you saw bugs walking around on, you know, wheat flour, you'd be disgusted. Ooh. If you found bugs in your pasta, you'd probably throw it away, you know, before you cooked it. If you put pasta in boiling water and then found bugs floating to the surface while you're cooking it, you'd probably throw it away. But there are people who are telling you that this is good. You know it's not good. You know it. That's why you throw out food that has bugs in it. You're positive that it's not good for you.
Yeah, every time you think about eating a cricket, I want you to think about its digestive system, its feces, everything that's in it. You want that to go in your mouth?
You know, there's a gal, Marjorie Wildcraft, and she's been on the air with us, you know, many times in the past. And she came to the expo, one of our expos. Actually, came to a couple of them. And there was this smell of something cooking on a hot plate. And in her booth, she was frying up some bugs. And she was offering them to people to eat. Some people ate them. She offered them to me. And I said, no way. No way. And let me just tell you one other quick story that's germane to this discussion. So Alan Busick and Franco Malaya were two instructors on the air with us. They were at the expo, and they raised fish, aquaponics. And in order to feed the fish, they took compost, and bugs would just appear in the compost. They throw peels of fruit peels and vegetable peels in this bin, and in the dark, they would just throw bugs. And I introduced them to the casting director for Doomsday Preppers. And so they did a special with aquaponics with these two USA Preppers instructors. And they decided to have one of the Franco Malaya, eat one of these bugs. And he said, no, no, no. So the producer said, I'll tell you what. You eat one, I'll eat one. We'll get you on video and eating that bug. So Franco told me that he picked the smallest one and ate it. And he was sick as could be for 3 days. And After he ate it, he turned to the producer and said, okay, now it's your turn. The producer said, no way, no way, no way. So the producer lied to him. There's no other way of putting it. He lied to him. So I'm not eating bugs. I mean, not intentionally. And if you inhale one, you can aspirate and you can be really, really sick from inhaling a fly and getting that in your lung. This is nuts. This is really, really nuts. You know, even the cows don't like bugs. You know, the cows are out in the hot weather and they poop in the field and then the flies follow the cows around. The cows hate the flies. They don't eat them, they hate them. And they're right. The cows are right. And dogs, you ever see a dog scratch because he has fleas? They don't like him either. Nobody likes bugs. Back to you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when you think about, okay, insects are sustainable, then, yeah, they're sustainable. They're a sustainable food for fish. They'd be great to have for a fish farm instead of feeding chicken manure, you know? There's an agenda here. They want to, you know, they've talked about cannibalism and the possibility of introducing some of that. I mean, these people are evil, you know?
Well, if we're going to test it, there's one place that would be a great place to test it, a place where they don't make anything. There's a place in this country where there's virtually no manufacturing, no food being raised at all. And these are the people that tell us what to do. That's called Washington, D.C. So if we're going to test it, let them eat the bugs. But you know what? I'll bet you there is a thriving business that gets rid of bugs in Washington, D.C. I'll bet you there are businesses that go around from apartment to apartment spraying to kill roaches. I'll bet you there's businesses like that. Because they don't want bugs, but they want us to eat them. But they don't want them in their apartments. I would say, why don't we just use these apartments in Washington, D.C. and these office buildings and just trap these bugs and then just serve them for lunch. Grind them up, serve them for lunch. And let us know how it works out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, for your own enjoyment, you can go to Cricket Foods. CricketFoodsWithNest.com. CricketFoods.com. And they have, on their products tab, great to eat on their own as a snack. Crickets are excellent for all the snack seasonings that consumers love. Crickets are also a fantastic garnish on pizza and in salad kits, or for adding texture and nutrition to cereal and cereal bars. And this is all quotes. Quote, in fact, you can swap crickets for a meat ingredient in just about any product. Unlike meat, they also work in sweet applications, especially with chocolate. Cricket flour is a versatile high-protein ingredient for sweet or savory products, from soups to smoothies or in pasta, bread, and cookies. Cricket flour will help you add protein and reduce carbs in your product recipes, and is particularly suited to both paleo and keto applications. Cricket flour has a very mild, nutty flavor, which is quite hard to notice when mixed with other ingredients. So it gives you the opportunity to introduce crickets to consumers in a quite subtle way. End quote. These guys are doing everything they can to have you dilute food with crickets. That's how I read this.
And it's not because we don't have enough farmland. They're actually shutting down farmland. There's plenty of land to farm. There's plenty of places we can get our fruits, vegetables, and our cattle. You know, they're saying that the cow parts and the birds are go ahead.
Would you be embarrassed to run a cricket farm for food? I would be.
I would not.
So what do you all do for a living? We raise crickets. Yeah, what do you do with them? Feed them to iguanas? What do you do with them? Oh, no. Well, we sell them to the bakeries. and the pizza shops. And the whole ones go on tops of pizzas, and we dry them out in the sun, and we grind them up, and we sell them to the bread companies. And we've got some new customers coming on, and they use them in their chocolate.
And then don't be surprised.
We're also raising lack bugs.
Start gagging. Because I would literally be gagging at that point.
Yeah.
Ready to throw up.
Yeah.
It's propaganda.
I'd be embarrassed to do
that. That's all it is.
Yes.
It's propaganda. But anyway, they're talking about how cow farts and cow burps are destroying the environment. I want you to think back when there were millions and millions of buffaloes on the plains. Boy, our earth must have been in a really bad shape back then, right? Wrong. There's a symbiotic relationship with grass and cattle that produce oxygen and take that carbon and turn it back into fertilizer. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They're lying to us just like they did about the vaccine. They want us dead. They want this earth as their little playground. How do I know this? Because these same people that are screaming climate change, these rich elite, are buying up coastal properties for their beach houses. Well, if we're going to be flooded out, if the coastlines are going to disappear, why are they buying all the property there? Because they're lying to us, people. They are flat out lying to us. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, yes. And if you go to cricketfoods.com, the first page that you get to will show you a magnificent field of grass. It lets you believe, and it's really nice green, and you see some trees in the background, and it looks beautiful. I mean, I wish our grass all looked that good. It looked like a manicured golf course, and that is the page that you land on when you go to cricketfoods.com. They say they're founded in 1990, and they are the United Kingdom's leading producer of whole dried crickets and cricket flour. They say we supply manufacturers at home and overseas with a reliable source of high-quality ingredients suitable for just about any food that needs to taste great and deliver great nutrition, end quote. These guys are raising crickets for food. It's here.
83%.
It's here.
83% infected with parasites. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, you mentioned cows. Class, let me just share this one thought with you. If we get rid of all the cows and we say no more cows because we want to save the environment, the fields will turn into forests. The fields will turn into forests unless they're mowed. And the only way to mow them is with diesel fuel, which produces way more pollution than off-gassing from cows.
Either that or fires.
Yep. And if we didn't have cows, we could start on Monday and we could start mowing the fields and we'd be done by Sunday. And then on Monday we could start again. And that's all we'd ever do is mow with diesel fuel. Craig, thank you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.